Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're venturing into a world that's often overlooked, a kingdom that's literally beneath our feet, the fascinating realm of fungi.
It's so true. When most people think of fungi, they picture a mushroom on a pizza or maybe some mold on forgotten food. But as we'll discover, that's just the tiniest glimpse of an incredibly vast and vital organism.
Absolutely. These ancient organisms predate plants on land by hundreds of millions of years, playing a fundamental role in shaping our planet's ecosystems from the very beginning. Their diversity is staggering, from single-celled yeasts to the complex mushrooms we recognize.
And the real magic, as you mentioned, happens largely unseen, in the dark, damp soil and within decaying wood. It's this hidden kingdom that truly forms a cornerstone of life on Earth, and it's what we're diving into today.
Let's start with the mycelium, this incredible, unseen network. Can you paint a picture for us of what that actually looks like?
Imagine a vast, intricate web, like a living, underground internet, made of incredibly fine, thread-like filaments called hyphae. These hyphae branch out and spread through soil, wood, and virtually any organic material, forming a single, interconnected system.
An underground internet, I love that analogy. And these networks can be absolutely enormous, right? I recall reading about one in Oregon.
Exactly. The largest known organism on Earth is a fungus, an Armillaria ostoi in Oregon's Malheur National Forest. Its mycelial network spans nearly 2,400 acres and is estimated to be thousands of years old. It's mind-boggling to think about the sheer scale of this single organism.
That's incredible. And this isn't just about size, this network is a vital engine for nutrient cycling and structuring our soils. It's a silent, bustling hub of biological activity that we rarely consider.
It truly is. The sheer scale of these networks, working tirelessly beneath the surface, is astonishing. They're not just about connection, they're about sustenance, about breaking down the old to make way for the new.
Speaking of breaking down the old, fungi are essentially nature's essential cleanup crew. They are the primary decomposers on our planet, aren't they?
They are the unsung heroes. Fungi are responsible for breaking down dead organic matter, fallen leaves, decaying wood, the remains of animals. Without them, our planet would be buried under layers of undecomposed material.
And in doing so, they unlock vital nutrients like carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus, making them available for plants and other organisms. It's a critical process for maintaining soil fertility and supporting plant growth.
While bacteria also decompose, fungi have this unique ability to break down tougher materials, especially lignin, which is that complex polymer that gives wood its rigidity. It's estimated they decompose about 90% of plant matter.
90%! That's a massive contribution. Imagine a forest floor without fungi, leaves piling up indefinitely, nutrients locked away, the entire cycle of life grinding to a halt. It's a stark testament to their indispensable role.
Absolutely. But their role isn't just about decomposition. Fungi also form these profound symbiotic partnerships with plants, a relationship we call mycorrhiza.
Mycorrhiza, that's a key concept. Can you break down what that mutually beneficial arrangement entails?
Basically, the fungi extend the reach of plant root systems, forming a complex web that dramatically increases the plant's ability to absorb water and essential nutrients, particularly phosphorus, from the soil.
And in return, the plants provide the fungi with sugars, the products of their photosynthesis, which the fungi can't produce themselves. It's a perfect example of nature's efficiency.
It's so fundamental that over 90% of plant species on Earth rely on these mycorrhizal associations to thrive. It's through these fungal networks that trees can even talk to each other, sharing resources and warnings.
That talking aspect is fascinating. It suggests a level of cooperation and communication in ecosystems that we're only beginning to understand, all facilitated by these fungal networks.
It really does. It paints a picture of forests not just as collections of trees, but as interconnected superorganisms, with fungi as the vital communication and transport infrastructure.
Beyond these ecological roles, fungi have deeply embedded themselves in human life in ways we often take for granted. Our kitchens are a prime example.
Absolutely. Mushrooms are a culinary delight, of course. But then there are yeasts, the indispensable partners in creating bread through fermentation, and in brewing beer and wine.
And let's not forget their profound impact in medicine. Fungi are the source of life-saving antibiotics, most famously penicillin.
Penicillin, discovered by Alexander Fleming, is a classic tale of scientific serendipity. But it goes beyond that. Fungi also provide crucial immunosuppressants, vital for organ transplant recipients.
The discovery of penicillin really highlights how nature often provides solutions if we're observant enough to find them. And their biochemical potential continues to be explored for future drug discovery.
Beyond food and medicine, fungi are increasingly being explored for emerging applications like microremediation, using them to clean up environmental pollution by breaking down toxic substances.
Microremediation, that's a powerful concept. And innovative biomaterials are being developed using mycelium for sustainable packaging, textiles, and even building materials. It's truly remarkable.
It really is. These aren't just science fiction fantasies, they are active areas of research poised to transform how we live and interact with our environment.
So, the fungal kingdom represents an immense, largely untapped reservoir of innovation and potential. As our understanding of mycology deepens, we're uncovering novel applications in biotechnology that could revolutionize industries.
Their inherent ability to break down organic matter and create complex structures positions them perfectly for a circular economy, where waste is minimized and resources are continuously reused.
Imagine buildings grown from fungal materials, offering insulation and structural integrity while being fully biodegradable. Or sustainable fashion crafted from mycelium-based leathers.
It's a stark contrast to the petrochemical-based materials that dominate our current economy and contribute so heavily to pollution and climate change. This is a true circular economy solution.
The next revolution in sustainability might just be growing beneath our feet, a quiet, persistent force waiting to be harnessed. The potential for fungi in material science is incredibly exciting.
We've touched on it, but it's worth expanding. Mycelium, the vegetative part of the fungus, can be grown on agricultural waste products like sawdust or straw. Under controlled conditions, it grows into a dense, interwoven mat.
And this mat can then be dried and processed into a variety of materials. We're seeing mycelium used for sustainable packaging to replace styrofoam, reducing plastic waste.
It's also being developed into leathers for fashion, offering an animal-free and potentially more sustainable alternative to traditional leather. Even building materials are being explored.
Mycelium composites offer insulation, structural integrity, and fire resistance, all while being fully biodegradable. It's a profound shift in how we think about materials.
This integration of fungi into our future is about more than just new applications, it's about a fundamental shift in perspective. It's recognizing them as vital partners in planetary health.
Exactly. It's about moving from an extractive relationship with nature to one of symbiosis and cooperation. As we learn more, we gain a deeper appreciation for the complexity and resilience of life on Earth.
This deeper understanding also prompts us to reconsider our relationship with the natural world. When we see a mushroom, we're witnessing a reproductive structure of a vast, hidden life.
A network that has been terraforming our planet for eons, creating soil, facilitating plant life, and connecting ecosystems. It's humbling to realize how much of the vitality above ground is made possible by the unseen work below.
The study of fungi, mycology, is experiencing a renaissance. Driven by concerns about climate change and the need for sustainable solutions, scientists are delving deeper into the fungal realm.
And citizen scientists are playing a crucial role too, documenting fungal diversity and contributing to our understanding of local ecosystems. There's a growing movement to protect fungal habitats.
Let's talk about the sheer biodiversity. We've only identified a fraction of the estimated fungal species on Earth. Some estimates suggest millions, even tens of millions, and we've only described around 150,000.
That's staggering. It's like finding a hidden library filled with countless volumes, and we've only read the first few chapters of a handful of books. The knowledge and solutions within these undiscovered species are immense.
This vast unexplored territory presents an incredible opportunity for scientific discovery. Consider the enzymes that fungi produce to break down complex organic molecules like wood and lignin.
These enzymes are incredibly efficient and can function under a wide range of conditions. Scientists are studying them for industrial applications like producing biofuels or processing textiles more sustainably. The potential for enzyme-based biocatalysis, powered by fungi, is immense, offering greener, more efficient alternatives to many current industrial processes. It's a game-changer for sustainability.
And then there's the potential for new pharmaceuticals. The soil is a battleground, and fungi produce a vast array of secondary metabolites that can act as antibiotics, antifungals, antivirals, and even anti-cancer agents.
Researchers are continuously screening fungal cultures for new compounds to combat antibiotic-resistant bacteria, a growing global health crisis. Imagine finding a new class of antibiotics derived from soil.
Beyond antibiotics, there's research into fungal compounds that could help treat neurodegenerative diseases or boost the immune system. It's a treasure trove of biochemical innovation waiting to be unlocked.
Let's pivot to their ecological roles that we're only beginning to quantify. Healthy soil is the foundation of terrestrial life, and fungi are its architects. Mycelial networks physically bind soil particles together.
This improves soil structure, enhances water infiltration and retention, and reduces erosion. Without a robust fungal network, soil can't act like a sponge, leading to runoff and soil loss.
This is crucial for agriculture, forestry, and the resilience of ecosystems in the face of climate change, which often brings more extreme weather events. It's a fundamental aspect of soil health.
Furthermore, fungi are essential partners in nutrient cycling, not just by decomposing, but by mediating nutrient availability. Mycorrhizal fungi can solubilize minerals like phosphorus and iron, making them accessible to plants.
Some fungi can even fix nitrogen from the atmosphere, a process previously thought to be exclusive to certain bacteria. This ability to unlock and shuttle nutrients is fundamental to plant communities.
The interconnectedness that mycelial networks provide goes beyond nutrient and water transfer. The wood wide web concept shows complex communication and resource sharing between trees, even of different species.
Trees can send signals through these fungal networks. A tree under attack by pests might warn its neighbors, prompting them to ramp up their defenses. It's a fascinating form of natural communication.
And older, established trees, or mother trees, can send nutrients and carbon to younger seedlings struggling to establish themselves. It's a level of cooperation that challenges our individualistic view of nature.
This concept of interconnectedness also has profound implications for conservation. When we protect a forest, we're protecting this intricate underground fungal web that supports it.
Damaging soil through plowing, deforestation, or certain chemical fertilizers can disrupt these vital networks, with cascading negative effects on the entire ecosystem. Understanding these connections is crucial.
Let's pivot slightly to the more immediate, tangible impacts on our daily lives, beyond the obvious culinary and medicinal uses. Think about fermentation.
Fermentation is fundamental to human civilization for millennia. The yeasts that give us bread, beer, and wine are single-celled fungi. But the world of fermentation is far richer.
Many cheeses, from pungent blues to creamy brie, rely on specific molds and yeasts to develop their characteristic flavors and textures. Soy sauce is miso, tempeh, these are all fungal fermentation products.
The biotechnology sector is also harnessing yeasts and other fungi for producing enzymes, vitamins, and even proteins for food and industrial use. Their versatility is incredible.
And then there's bioremediation, where fungi are literally cleaning up our messes. Certain fungi have an extraordinary ability to break down persistent pollutants.
This includes things like petroleum hydrocarbons, pesticides, and even certain heavy metals. Imagine introducing specific fungi to a polluted site to break down toxins into harmless substances.
This process, mycoremediation, is a powerful, natural solution to environmental cleanup. Oyster mushrooms, for instance, have been shown to break down crude oil.
It's a testament to the inherent biodegrading power of the fungal kingdom. Other species are being investigated for their ability to neutralize pesticides and industrial dyes. It's truly amazing.
The integration of fungi into our future is not just about finding new applications, it's about a fundamental shift in perspective. It's recognizing that these organisms are vital partners in planetary health.
It's about moving away from a purely extractive and exploitative relationship with nature towards one of symbiosis and cooperation. As we learn more, we gain a deeper appreciation for the complexity of life.
This deeper understanding also prompts us to reconsider our relationship with the natural world. When we see a mushroom, we're witnessing a reproductive structure of a vast, hidden life.
A network that has been terraforming our planet for eons, creating soil, facilitating plant life, and connecting ecosystems. It's humbling to realize how much of the vitality above ground is made possible by the unseen work below.
The study of fungi, mycology, is experiencing a renaissance. Driven by concerns about climate change and the need for sustainable solutions, scientists are delving deeper into the fungal realm.
Citizen scientists are playing a crucial role too, documenting fungal diversity and contributing to our understanding of local ecosystems. There's a growing movement to appreciate and protect fungal habitats.
So, as we wrap up this exploration into the hidden kingdom of fungi, I want to leave you with a thought. The next time you're walking through a park or forest, take a moment to pause and look closely at the ground.
Consider the vast, intricate network of mycelium that is likely spreading beneath your feet, connecting plants, recycling nutrients, and supporting the very ecosystem you're a part of.
It's a reminder that even in the most familiar environments, there are profound, complex, and often overlooked systems at play. Fungi are not just a curious part of nature, they are fundamental to its operation.
They are the silent architects, the tireless recyclers, the essential connectors. Embracing their potential, understanding their importance, and fostering a deeper respect for this ancient kingdom is an investment in a healthier, more sustainable future for all life on Earth.
The revolution might not be televised, but it's certainly growing beneath our feet. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the fungal underworld here on Bago Media, Tech Talk.
Indeed. It's been a fascinating deep dive. Join us next time as we explore another exciting facet of the tech world.